We do have a few other games, by the way, that we need to run through from the weekend, and it'll take us a moment to do so because a few of the games gave us a ton of goals. So let's begin. Friday night in Balaidos, Pesta de Vigo, as Nick was just talking about, against Almeria. And there was only one in this one. It came for Delta, and it came from an unexpected source, too. Oscar Mingueza, second of the season for him. What a strike that is. Unfortunately for Almeria, they are still without a victory. It is a long and arduous season for them. That's probably the final nail in their coffin. Moving on to Sevilla. This was a great game to start off Saturday. Sevilla, Real Sociedad. And it started well for the home side. In fact, this whole day really did go well for Quique Sánchez Flores and company. Yusuf En-Nesyri scores in the 11th minute. And then pretty much right off of the ensuing kickoff, En-Nesyri, from this angle, somehow gets it to go. And Sevilla take a 2-0 lead for Yusuf En-Nesyri, goals number 8 and 9 of the season. A handball from Sergio Ramos resulted in Andre Silva getting one back just before halftime. That was 45th plus 5. And so we went into the second half 2-1. But Ramos would atone for his sin, and he would do it with his second goal of the season and a celebration that follows. Independence did come up with a nice free kick at the end of the game, but it was too little too late. And Sociedad dropped points again. Sevilla pick up all three in their relegation fight. How about this? Look at the hail that's sitting on the pitch in Vallecas. They actually had to stop the game for a little bit. Rayo Vallecano and Cádiz, Florian Lejeune in the 89th minute. And then, as Cádiz did a week ago, they do it again. Javi Hernandez. Okay, sure. 1-1. Cádiz spared themselves a couple of points again. This one was wild. You can see the results on your screen. And the goals certainly came in bunches. Not as much hail, a little more rain, but Jaime Mata started out for Getafe. That was 11 minutes in, and then just 3 minutes later, Mason Greenwood slips in behind, gets himself around Alvarez, and calmly slots home his 6th of the season. Diego Rico on the assist for both of those goals, 2-0 to Getafe, but Sandro came up with one of the goals of the match day for us. How about this, Curly? That is delicate. It's his first of the season. You can tell he wanted to celebrate a little bit against his former team. He did, and then Getafe got right back to work. Nemanja Maksimović header alerts. He's always in there with his head. Just before halftime, right towards the tail end to make it 3-1 to Getafe. But Las Palmas in the second half, they would battle back. First La Liga goal for Sergi Cardona. An easy captain, too. Probably won't have one much easier the rest of his career. That made it 3-2. 7 minutes later, Munir. Who's marking him? Nobody. And he does sneak it through David Soria to make it 3-3. That was one of the games of the weekend for us. That's how it was finished. This one was not as pretty. Same amount of goals. Ugly, ugly results for Granada. And very nice for Alexander Surlot and Villarreal. A hat trick for Surlot. One coming just 7 minutes in, and it sort of sets the tone for the rest of the day, because then it was Surlot in the 19th,